From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Leaders of the U.S., Britain, and France are demanding an immediate investigation of Iran's nuclear program after announcing the discovery of a secret uranium enrichment facility. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
U.S. officials say Iran has been building the underground nuclear facility for years without notifying international atomic watchdogs. President Obama says that underscores Iran's failure to live up to international law. He also challenged the Iranian government's claim that it's merely enriching uranium to fuel nuclear power plants.
The size and configuration of this facility is inconsistent with a peaceful program. Iran is breaking rules that all nations must follow.
The U.S. and its allies are demanding that Iran come clean about its nuclear program or face additional sanctions. Officials call next week's meeting between Iran and six other nations a critical test of Iran's nuclear ambitions. Scott Horsley, NPR News, at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh.
Leaders at the G20 pledged to develop goals aimed at fixing some of the problems they say helped to exacerbate the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. G20 participants say they'll formulate objectives that each country can pursue in areas such as bringing down trade imbalances or dealing with budget deficits. That would include peer reviews conducted by other nations, though it would apparently stop short of instituting penalties for those countries that fail to reach their goals. Colorado man accused of plotting to detonate explosive devices in the U.S. is being moved to New York from Denver. NPR's Jeff Brady reports from outside the courthouse.
Najib Boulazizi was indicted by a grand jury in New York earlier this week on charges he planned to detonate a weapon of mass destruction. His attorney in Colorado tried to argue today in a Denver courtroom that Zazi was not a flight risk nor a danger to the public and that he should be released from federal custody. The judge dismissed those arguments and agreed with prosecutors that plenty of hard evidence exists that Zazi had instructions for making a bomb and had purchased the supplies to do that. He ordered that Zazi will remain in federal custody. Zazi showed no emotion and he didn't appear to have any reaction to today's proceedings. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
Government reports that orders for costly manufactured goods, items designed to last 3 years or more, fell 2.4% in August. The unexpected decline in durable goods orders follows a gain of 4.8% in July. Latest numbers are causing concern on the part of some economists who worry the up-and-down pattern in terms of goods orders shows the businesses are not yet confident enough in an economic recovery to invest heavily in new equipment. Orders for commercial aircraft and parts, generally one of the most volatile sectors, fell by some 42% last month after nearly doubling in July. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 42 points to end the week at 9,665. The Nasdaq lost 16 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell 6 points today. This is NPR. The Pentagon's top military officer has flown to Europe, where he is meeting with the top military commander in Afghanistan. According to defense officials, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, is spending half a day meeting with General Stanley McChrystal at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. U.S. commanders from NATO and the Mideast are also attending. The officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity say that Mullen has received McChrystal's assessment of how many troops he thinks are needed to defeat the insurgency in Afghanistan. The meeting is reportedly to give Mullen a better understanding of why McChrystal feels a further boost in U.S. forces there is justified. The corruption trial of former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert began today and was then suspended until February. Olmert says he is confident he will be acquitted. Linda Gradstein reports.
Today's hearing focused mainly on technical issues, such as transferring the prosecutor's investigation materials to the defense. Olmert was indicted on a series of corruption charges, including accepting tens of thousands of dollars in cash from U.S. businessman Morris Talansky and double billing Israeli charities for trips taken abroad on their behalf. Olmert accused the attorney general of what he called an almost inhuman campaign of mudslinging and said he paid a price during that period. Olmert was forced to resign after the indictment was announced. In court today, Olmert was cheerful and said he is sure he will be found innocent. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Giant consumer products maker Unilever said today it has agreed to buy the soap and personal care businesses of Sara Lee Corporation in a deal valued at nearly $1.9 billion. Under the agreement, Unilever would purchase Sara Lee's worldwide body care products business as well as its European detergent arm. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.